Enter the Portal. This is more than just a podcast. It's a movement to disrupt the social norm and was created for heart-centered rebels just like you who dare to take the leap and live an unapologetically aligned life. We were born to shine, but somewhere along the way, we conformed, dimmed our light, and gave our power away. If you're ready to connect back to your intuition, true purpose, and authentic voice, then I invite you to enter the portal with me. Hi, I'm Jenner Linden, intuitive business coach and creatrix of a global online community, The Wild Ones. Inside the portal, you'll discover the practical steps and magical practices you need to create real change in your life. The vortex is opening. Let's jump in. Part two of my journey to reclaim my sovereignty, my self-expression, and creating the community, The Wild Ones. So if you listened to the last episode, I talked all about my transformational journey, my bathroom floor moment, what sent me down this path of understanding who I am, why I am the way I am, understanding how the brain works, and how we've been conditioned since the time we were born, and even well beyond that through our lineage. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly suggest going back, but it doesn't mean you have to do it in order either. Today, I want to share with you about how and why essentially I created the Wild Ones community. And my passion for creating community didn't start with the Wild Ones. I had been doing projects well before this. So in the last episode, I talked about how I worked for television news for many years. And when I left that, I was kind of left with like, what do I do next? Well, I decided to go into this world of nonprofit work. Went to the world of nonprofit work, and I actually started working with multiple organizations and helping them with their gala. How I fell into this work, I actually started doing volunteer work myself, and I was on a board for a nonprofit. And then I fell in love with the work. And so I continued to do it with some different organizations. And so I raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for different nonprofits. I was in charge of bringing everyone together. I was in charge of creating the event, who were going to be the guest speakers, who were going to be the sponsors, all this stuff. So I really had a good understanding of events and creating and bringing people together already. A couple things that I've done before the Wild Ones that are really fun and I love sharing with people because, as I mentioned, I am a 3-6 projector. So I've had a really fulfilled journey for sure. But one of the first things that I did out the gate, like on my own, because one of the things I should say that I realized just taking a step back is I knew that I wanted to share the good news in the world, right? I had talked about that a little bit last time with working for television news and how depressing that was for me and how I really wanted to create something where I could share the good news in the world, because I knew there was way more going on in the world than what we were hearing on television news. And I wanted to be someone who could shift that conversation or at least help shift it a different way. And I kind of thought that I had to do documentaries. You know, I'm like, okay, so it has to be documentaries, even though I'm not, or I should say I wasn't at the time like this big documentary thinker, but I thought that was kind of how I had to do it. So I ended up entering into a film contest. It was called Filmlanthropist, and they were inviting people to create stories around a nonprofit or an organization that was inspiring. And if you won, essentially, you would get shown on this big theater screen in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it would only be the top 10 films that would get shown. So I had just moved back from California and I had done this whole transformational work and my friend group had completely shifted and changed. Like who I was hanging out with before I left was completely different. And I needed to find a film crew. I needed to find people. I needed to find this nonprofit organization. I kind of was like, I didn't really know anyone. And I started doing some research and I found this incredible group. At the time, they were called Solutions Twin Cities. Not really sure if they're still around or still doing what they do, but they would hold Pachacucha events and they would share solutions to problems happening in the world. And I'm like, this is so up my alley. I want to be a part of this. So I ended up meeting with these two guys and I was like, hey, I want to enter this contest and I want you to be the subject. And they were like, let's do it. And then I reached out to people on Craigslist who had camera equipment. And I'm like, hey, do you want to be a part of this cool thing that we're doing? And I ended up meeting, it was a couple guys, because I think I've mentioned that before. The film industry at the time was definitely very heavy male. But I was really lucky to find all of them. Honestly, they were all really incredible. Well, one of the guys, his name was Andy, and he was a dentist, but he had everything you needed. He had lights and mics and cameras and tripods and all the things that you need for creating film. So it was really incredible bringing this whole team together. And we did a bunch of shoots and had a lot of fun. And we entered the film contest and we got shown. You didn't even know if you were going to get shown. So it's like you invite your family and everybody. And then you get there and hopefully your film is shown. But we did get shown. So that was really incredible. So that was one of the very first things that I did on my own, thinking, okay, I need to start doing something, creating something on my own. Nobody's just going to call me up and say, hey, Jen, want to, you know, hang out at our film company and do some really cool shit. That wasn't happening. So the next project that I did, I wanted to travel. I wanted to travel the world and do something really incredible. So I ended up meeting some people. It's a long story, so I don't want to fully get into the whole story, but I ended up going to Honduras for a month to shoot a documentary for an orphanage out there. And I had a big fundraiser before it happened. So I actually literally walked up to people on the streets and at bars and I asked them if they would play. So there's some bands, if they would play at this event that I had. And I found a gentleman who was an artist and I wanted someone who would do a live painting during one of the band sets. And then I also happened to know the second best auctioneer in the world, and he was going to auction off this art piece live. And there was a whole bunch of other things that we had because that's my jam. And I had a blast putting it together, but I also got to show my film that I had one for Filmlanthropist Project. We raised lots of money so that I could head to Honduras and go on this huge adventure. I'd never left the country at that point in my life. And well, that's not true. I'd been to Canada. I went like over the border. I mean, Minnesota is right there. But Honduras was a big stretch. There was actually a coup going on at the same time. Anyway, I was safe. I was good. Everything went well. I think I did actually get my camera stolen at one point, but not my film camera. It was a click camera. Anyway, that's digressing. And I'll share one more project that I did with you that was really fun. And I actually did it with my husband. He helped out. We were actually dating at the time. And I created the spoken word cinema, which was a 48-hour film project. So filmmakers had 24 hours to create a cinematic interpretation of a local poet's poem. And then they all got shown at the Boulder Theater in Colorado. And it was a really fun event. It was so much fun to put together. It was a ton of work, but I had always wanted to do a film festival that was on my list. And of course it had to be like something creative and fun as well. So that was an incredible project. So I've had, you know, experience in creating community, bringing people together for a common cause, connecting with others, bringing in different resources, different experts, all for the greater cause. So in 2016, I was wondering what my next project was. And I knew I wanted to do something in the world of spirituality and self-development, but I wasn't quite sure what it was. I'd already been working with clients and doing feng shui for them, but I knew it was something more than that. So I would sit in meditation. I would ask my guides. I would ask my higher self, what's next? Where am I going? What is the thing that I'm here for? What is my expression and how am I going to leave my mark in the world, essentially? And I got a download and it was to empower women. And I absolutely pushed it aside. I thought, what? Me? No, that's a buzzword right now. Everybody's talking about empowering women. I'm not going to do that. Like, seriously. So the great thing about our guides and higher self is they don't leave. So I kept getting it in my ear, like throughout the next couple of weeks, this empowering women. And I finally took a moment to think about it. And I thought, huh, why not me? I mean, I'd been on this journey of transformation for about 10 years already and had radical shifts in my romantic partnership, with my body, with my self-expression, with my creativity, with my everything. So much going on in my life that was completely different. I often refer to my 20s. There was my 20s, then there was my 30s. And it was like the 30s was my like expansion, you know, decade. So why not me? Why wouldn't I teach what I've learned? Why wouldn't I share what I've learned? But I knew I didn't want to do it alone. So I actually created a community right away on Meetups. And it was called Holistic Discovery. Actually, to this day, it is still in there. So if you're in Minneapolis and you look up Holistic Discovery, that is one of my many meetups that I still have. So I created this meetup and it was really late at night. It was like in January or something. It was really late at night. And I just thought, I'm going to create a meetup. I'm going to call it Holistic Discovery. And I'm going to bring in people that know a lot about these different layers of self-development work, of magic, of, you know, understanding ourselves, of somatics, all these pieces. And I'll do some workshops and they can do some workshops and we can do this together, kind of like a little community. One of the things that Meetup asks you is, are you going to have less than 50 people in your group? Are you going to have more than 50 people in your group? And I was like, well, I don't know. I've never done this before. It's going to be less. So I plug it in. It's going to be less. I do all the things to create the meetup. I go to bed. I wake up the next day and I'm getting all these emails from Meetup that are saying, hey, you've gone over your limit. You have more than 50 people. You've gone over your limit. And I'm just like, holy shit. People want this. This is incredible. And that's when I knew I had something there. Hey, did you hear? Right now, the Wild Ones summer sale is going on and you can join this magical, vibrant community for just $7. You get instant access to our magical library of over 250 transformational workshops and life-changing practices from experts all over the world. Every summer we circle up for our book club series. And this year we're diving into The Creative Path of the Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. Find out why it is the most celebrated self-awareness and creative expression books on the planet. Be guided and supported as you complete The Artist's Way, a time-tested process for creative recovery. Participate in weekly live video calls and connect with community. When we're not doing the book club, we do live challenges in the community. And right now you can access our heart-centered magnetism challenge or our creating inner space challenge and many more. My favorite part of the Wild Ones is our monthly moon circle, where I guide you to shed your conditioning and reclaim your expression. We work with the energies of the month to set our intentions and send them to the universe. universe together. It's all waiting for you inside the Wild Ones community. Our summer sale ends on May 29th, so don't miss this offer. It only happens once a year. We'll see you on the inside. Because I wasn't just sharing my own wisdom. It was also about bringing people together and really collectively all sharing our wisdom. So we launched in-person events. This was in the beginning of 2017. And we did that for a couple of years. It was a lot of work. I kind of laugh because it's the one thing that I really stuck with. And like, who sticks with live events? Those are a ton of work, y'all. So I knew I wanted to bring the community online, and we kind of started dabbling with hybrid, online, in person, a little bit in 2019. It wasn't amazing, and we didn't get a really good response from people. So then 2020 happened, and I was like, okay, now I can go online. That's what I've actually been wanting to do, is to get online so we can be global, so that we can connect with all the people in the world that don't have a yoga studio on the corner in their town, or have a crystal store, a metaphysical store, or can talk about being a witch, or can talk about, you know, the moon going into Taurus for the full moon this month. You know, like, I wanted a space where people could come to that would feel like home for them, that they could express themselves no matter where they were at in the world. So this was really exciting for me. So we ended up, I didn't have the idea of doing a membership at this time. I knew I wanted to do something with what I was doing with Holistic Discovery, but I didn't put my finger on it yet. It wasn't very clear what that was going to be. But I had a coach at the time, and this is like my plug for getting a coach. Like, this is the plug for it, because I'm telling you, I know, like, it can be a stretch. It can be hard to spend the money on a coach, and coaches always share about how important it is to get a coach. But I'm telling you, to have a different perspective from somebody, especially on a one-on-one basis, or even in a small group container, can absolutely make the difference in building your business. I wouldn't be where I am today if I only did online courses, or if I only did free stuff on YouTube, if I tried to figure this out on my own without having that reflection or being able to talk to somebody. It's life-changing. I had been talking with my coach how I always wanted to create a summit, an online summit. I used to listen to Healing with the Masters by Jennifer McLean, like way back when The Secret came out, like way back in 2009, I think it was. And when I began my journey, that was one of the things that I really loved, was listening to her calls with all these different experts. And I was like, I want to do something like that. Like, it had always been on my list. And she's like, you could totally do that. You've done so many events and so many things. Like, why couldn't you do that? But of course, I'm like, what, me? But this is the other amazing thing about having a coach, is that she pushed me off the ledge, and she started sending me connections with people that she knew that would be really great to be on my summit. I started getting these emails back from these women, and I was like, whoa, okay, so I need a name, I need a date, I need a... And it was kind of like, okay, well, it's on. Like, let's do this. And with that, the Rewilding virtual retreat was birthed. And in its first year, we had 1,500 people. The second year, we had 3,000 people. The third year, we had 6,000 people. And last year, its fourth year, we had almost 12,000 people. So we have doubled every year. That's a lot of pressure. We are in our fifth year now. We're actually going to be doing it. It's launching on the 2nd of October, which is my mom's birthday, which I think is really, really special. It's also Samhain season, the witch's holiday season. So it's going to be a very different energy, because we've always done it in the spring, and now we're doing it in the fall. It's also when my birthday is. I'm a Virgo, so I'm really excited about what this is going to hold. I also really like that I get to bring in my passion for shifting the conversation, because at that time in the US, we'll be about a month away from the elections and everyone's going to be talking about them. So it's kind of fun that I actually get to do what I have been wanting to do, which is how can we have a different conversation around, you know, ourselves and our lives and rewilding and deconditioning. It's going to be incredible. That's my plug for rewilding. But either way, I was in the middle of planning for rewilding and I had to figure out what I wanted to launch after. There's always something that you launch after the summit or big event or challenge or whatever you're doing. And I knew I wanted to do something. I didn't know what it was. I thought it'd be a program. I was thinking of different program ideas and what am I going to do and how is this all going to fit together? And then I got a download. I was actually in the middle of work. I wasn't even like meditating or anything, but I got this download. Why don't you create a membership? I was like, whoa, a membership? Yes, I can do exactly what I've been doing with holistic discovery, bringing in all these different experts all over the world, and we can hold it within community, within this membership. And I just was like lit up like crazy. So this became the Wild Ones community and what it is today. Although it has been many, many different iterations. I'm constantly shifting and changing and moving and growing as we are growing consistently. So we've been around for 5 years now. The Wild Ones community is 5 years old, which is so incredible. We have over 250 workshops and practices inside our magical library. So there's a lot of content in there and it's really incredible. And it's all a little bit different. It all has its own flavor. And that's what I love about it. I love that I was able to bring these different worlds. I had personally found myself in all these different pockets, all these different communities. You know, I had one for my somatic work and one for my spiritual work and one for the hypnosis work. It's all these different types of communities. And I really wanted to bring everybody together. And I wanted us all to have these conversations together because we were all on the same journey. We were all of wanting to evolve, to connect, to grow, to share, to be a part of community. So why not bring it together so we can share with each other? And that's essentially what we've created within the community, which is so incredible. And I'm so proud of it. I'm so proud of what we've done and what we've created with the Wild Ones. I've always wanted to bring community together. It's in my story, it's throughout my life. That's always been really important, but really understanding the power of circling up with other like-minded humans. But I wanted just something I had been really realizing more in the past couple of years is this: everyone talks about the witch wound. And I think it stems from this time when we used to be in community together, when circles were led by witches and priestesses, and that got taken away from us when Christianity came in. And so I think it is a very important piece of our history. And the reason why I say this is because we have a form when people join to be a Wild One, they get a little form and they let us know why they're there. And I would say like a good 70% say it's the community that they really want to be a part of. And also within our world post-COVID, you know, a lot of people are looking for community again. And what does that look like? And it's even hard to kind of come out of our shells as well, right? Like we're used to staying at home now. And so it's a little bit harder to be social and remember what that is again. There's a stat that's been floating around, something about 1 in 4 people don't have any friends, which I find just mind-boggling. And I recently was listening to a New York Times journalist talk about how for the past month he has been creating AI friends and what that experience has been like for him. He said it was interesting, but he's like, it's also like, you know, they're not really your friends and you know that. But Some people might not know that. But either way, it made me cringe, like just cringe. And I'm just thinking about all these lonely people that want to connect with people. And it makes me so sad. And so I feel very honored right now to have gone the route that I've gone with this community, with creating community. So not creating a program on my own and continuing to be a coach. So it's one of my missions with the Wild Ones is really creating a space where that is easy for you. That's really important for me, that we have that kind of container, that it feels easy for you to share yourself, that it's no problem to share in our community forum. We have ours. It's in an app called Kajabi. So it's not on Facebook and it's totally private, which is really quite lovely. I hope I got across why I love community and why it's so important to me. Community is at our very core. Community is what's going to help us continue to transform, continue to shed our conditioning, continue to unite in what's really important to us. I think community and creating community is going to change the world, to be honest. I think that is a really important part of what we're all experiencing in the world right now is this piece of community. So with that said, I hope if you are not a member in the Wild Ones yet, that you become a member and join us in this incredible community. And of course, there's our incredible expansion guide that so many people have raved. This is something that we just added this year in 2024, where every month we have a theme and it's all inside of Notion. If you know Notion, then you know that it's incredible and amazing. It's basically like modern day easing, where we talk about the new moon. I have a full moon ritual in there for you. We do a tarot spread for the month that you can do on your own. I also have a practice for you every single month in there, because I know we don't always just want to listen to workshops and listen to audio, but to actually have a practice that you can write out in the document in Notion. Notion is free. If you're thinking like, what is this thing? It's a free thing. You're going to fall in love with it when you get to know it. You might even get mad at me like, Jenner, why? This is so cool. It also has a calendar of all of our events. And this is what I think is so cool. So it's not just a calendar, but when you click on the event, you can put all your notes from the event or the intentions that you set or action steps that you want to do later in the future. So it's all contained. It's like way better than a downloadable PDF. It's like next level. So you're going to love it. And you get access to that. And that's the incredible thing. We actually do keep the monthly membership at a really low rate so that most people can afford to come into the community. And then we even give you a bigger discount if you want to stay for a whole year. And of course, you'll find all of that in the show notes below. Thank you everyone for being here today, for allowing me to share my heart, my mission, my vision, what's so important to me in creating the Wild Ones community. And I'll see you on the inside. Hey, if you enjoyed this week's episode of Enter the Portal, then I invite you to check out the Wild Ones online global community. It's for heart-centered rebels just like you who dare to take the leap and live an unapologetically aligned life. In the Wild Ones, we're all about living from our core and not our conditioning. You can feel it. You were meant for more, and you're here to make your mark in the world. The Wild Ones is created for you to break through the mundane of life and to really take it to the next level. You'll get instant access to our entire magical library of over 200 workshops and practices from incredible experts all over the world to guide you through your personal awakening. You'll also receive a monthly expansion guide in Notion to help you personalize and organize your empowerment practices and sacred rituals so that you can really commit to them wholeheartedly. I invite you to join our vibrant community with new moon circles, mystic reading trades, and monthly challenges to help you step out of the dark and into your light. It's the community you've been searching for. So check it out, thewildones.space. Yes, that is our URL, thewildones.space, and you will learn everything you need to know about becoming a Wild One. We'll see you on the inside.